What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
You look very podcasty.
Everyone, very podcasty.
Eddie's opted to be off camera today.
Yeah, well, I just got severely drunk last night, and I look like shit. And he did not tell me I was going to be on camera, so...
Yep, fair enough.
I'm being vain. Fuck off.
I'm still learning this podcast thing. Like, warning the guest that they might be on camera. It might be a big deal.
It's a huge problem. No, you know what? Fuck it. No, I'm breaking out in pimples and everything too. And it's on the side that the camera is on.
Oh, this dog.
You done me dirty. This is... Yeah.
Fucked up. All right, Coco. Chill out.
Chill.
You good? You going to be all right down there? Look, you got a bed. Chill out in your bed. Come on. No, she's not having it. She's going to annoy the fuck out of me.
It's an important part of the podcast is putting the dog down.
Yeah, it is. Do you want a stubby holder?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Is that why that's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so maybe you are a better podcast host than you thought.
I don't know. I don't think so.
And but... I just assumed. I was like, oh, he's brought two of stubby holders for himself. What a selfish cunt.
What a dick. So, yeah, we were just talking shit when you got here. Because... Your car didn't start, so
that's the life of a musician. My car is so shitty that I can't rely on it getting to places.
But anyway, we're here now.
Mm-hmm.
We're podcasting. Welcome to How to Not Comedy.
Yep.
We've got Eddie Rockefeller on this.
What's
week.
Up?
Been killing it.
My isolation and not getting on stage in 4 months, I am killing it.
Killing life. Killing cars.
That I do kill.
And killing live streams too.
Yeah.
So you're doing a live stream yesterday. It was the Winter Wonderland.
So like pretty and frilly. Oh, it was a Wonderland. A white Wonderland. No. So I have these mates who do this cool festival thing every year. And I started out as like a birthday party. For like 3 people that just collectively got together and said, let's just like get drunk all weekend and camp out and make this fest. And it's just gone bigger over the years. So basically it's wasteland themed, but every year they come up with an additional theme for the wasteland. So like Western wasteland or pirate wasteland or Vikings wasteland. You know, it's always a different thing.
Yep. Different theme every year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And everyone gets in a costume, gets into theme. They build like an entire... little mini town out of pallets over the whole year. Yep. Like the Western one, they had a shooting gallery. They had this like penis with like sensor lights so you could like rub your hand past it and make the penis come.
That sounds great.
I know. Yeah. I forced them to make a vagina for the next year as well because I want to be represented, you know. Maybe
I'm
we
all
can
about
use
equality,
it as a teaching tool, you know. Yeah. Just be like, see, you just look for the sensor, and then, otherwise known as the G-spot, and then go for it. But so they had a brothel, not a real brothel, obviously, but it's like set up with all the pillows and the, you know, and everything. Ooh, it's the brothel, and then they have. You know, people in themed costumes of being the whores going, oh, come on, governor. You know, I don't know. That's not how they say it. it's just
not
they get
the
super
not from the brothels that
it.
I've been to. No, I can't say I've ever heard that. Come here, governor.
I've never heard it, no. maybe Fiddly D Potatoes. No, not that one. So
where is this thing set up? Like, usually
so they do
when
it,
it's not COVID.
So the guy's birthday who started this, he lives out in, I think it's Mildura, is that the name of the place?
That
I don't pay attention
like a place,
to places that I don't live. Yeah. So Mildura.
So he's on a property somewhere.
He's on a property somewhere. Yeah. Cool. So he gets, it just gets bigger every year. Except of course for this year because COVID. So instead of doing an actual in-person festival where they built everything, we did a live stream this year instead because we, you know, couldn't do anything. And me and my mates do it. We tend to do entertainment for it, just like making up games and things for people to get involved in.
Yep.
And so we did it again this year. We streamed from his place and we watched Tank Girl. Does anyone know Tank Girl, the movie?
I've never heard of it. Was it? It wasn't the movie that was playing live in the stream, was it?
Yeah, that's the one.
It was super weird.
Oh, it was so good though. Yeah. Did you watch it?
I only watched like half an hour of it. I was like, what is fucking going on?
It was so good though.
I didn't get the whole part of it. Like I only caught like the middle of it. So I just had no idea what was going on. So fill me in.
So basically it's a movie based on a comic. And it was released in 1995. So I was like 4 years old or something when this came out.
Yeah.
But it's like insanely good and ahead of its time. All the leads are most of the leads are female. You know, there's even a female villain.
Yeah.
You know, and this girl is just kick ass. And you know how when they tend to do comic movies, sometimes they fuck it up. They take it too far away from the comic.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but they were like integrating the comics into the movie. It was just a sick movie. Check it out. It was sick.
Tank Girl. Check it out.
It was really good. I loved it. Yeah.
So is it like it follows her story as like a like comic, like comedian doing stand up shit like that or
No. She's like it's an action movie.
So it's like a comic book adaptation.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah, like an actual comic book.
Because I was gonna say that doesn't sound like the movie that I was watching on the live stream at all. Last night, there was a lot of action in it. I'm like, comics, what's going on?
No. You know what comic books are, right?
Yeah.
I just assumed. You look like a nerd, I assumed you.
You're correct.
I thought this was your bread and butter. Yeah. And you were with me 100%.
Well, like the fucking stupid English language that we have, there's more than one meaning for words. So you're like,
I just better be sure I understand what you're saying. And to be honest, I don't read comics, so it would be weird for me to start talking about comics in a positive way.
true.
But I was seriously in love with this movie. It was great. Like, I obviously didn't watch the comic, but they made sure they included scenes that were, like, animated of the comic.
Yep.
So you could clearly see how it fit in with where the comic happened and everything is good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, there's a few films that I've watched that are adaptions of comic books that have come out really good. But yeah, I dig them. So yeah, fucking, what's been going on with you? Because you've like
I've got one more thing I want to tell you about before. Okay, so there's one cool thing that I contributed to this stream is that I made a apocalyptic trivia.
Yeah, yes. That was the main point of why we started it.
I started telling him about this, and he's like, "We should probably record this. Get on the mic." So I basically made apocalypse themed trivia, and we got two guys in. And it's multiple choice, so A, B, or C.
Yep.
And then we just get them to pick an answer. So, I'll just pick like a few choice ones and then, we'll see. Do you want to give it a go answering? And
yeah, sure.
We'll see. All right.
Let's see what happens.
It's better. All right.
I'm a bit dusty, but we'll see.
This is number 9. So what is the only receptacle able to collect the acid rain? A, the skulls of all those who have disrespected us. Oh, someone's calling me. Decline. Anyway, so A.
You can answer if you want. You're like, oh, I'm on a podcast.
No, it's my sister. I don't need to talk to her. It's okay.
Wow. Hope she doesn't listen to this.
She won't.
No one does.
You know when you're famous enough. Like, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, she hasn't even seen me do comedy yet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's that bad. She's like, Eddie's involved? Fuck off. I'm not listening. Okay, let's start again. So, number 9.
Yeah.
What is the only receptacle able to collect the acid rain?
Yes.
A, the skulls of those who have disrespected us. B, the skulls of those who we sacrificed to the gods from the religion we just randomly picked up. Or C, a plastic bucket.
Can plastic hold acid?
I'm not answering questions.
I'm going with
I'm
C.
asking them.
I'm going with C because acid would eat bones.
Unfortunately, the question was A. It was A and B.
Hey, that's a quick trick question.
So this is basically what we did with the guys. Like, because there was two of them and there's three answers. So we'd get them each to pick a different answer and then we'd always make the answer the one they didn't say. It was hilarious.
That's brutal.
It was so good. Let me read you like a few more. There's a few good ones up here. What song adequately sums up how we feel about the end of the world?
Okay, I think I'm going to get this one.
All right. A, any Screamo song ever. B, don't worry, be happy.
Yep.
Or C, do you believe in life after love?
Oh, I'm going to go with B.
Oh, unfortunately, it was A and
no.
C. Oh my God, you're so bad at this.
I was thinking A. I should have asked the used my lifeline or went to like ask the audience. Damn it.
I love that. Sorry, I'm in love with these. But there's a lot of cool ones that I like. Let's find a really good one. I like this one. Okay, 20. Where did the first nuclear bomb that started World War III drop? A, in the nuclear bomb factory, someone had an oopsie. B, in the Pacific Ocean, they didn't use Google Maps. Or C, somewhere nobody really cares about, aka Victoria.
I'm going to go with brutal. I'm going to go with a D, which will be the Wicco next Wednesday when I go on stage.
Oh, that is so gonna be happening.
The biggest bomb.
That was an excellent answer. I can't believe it, but you actually got the answer correct. Well done. Cheers. Well done, buddy. Yeah. I believe in you.
I believe it's going to happen. I can't wait.
I'm expecting everyone to bomb just because we've been off stage for so long.
Yeah.
We'll either be both... Okay. Oh, my God. Your dog just poked its head up. I did not see that coming. And
surprise.
Yes, I just yapped. I just yapped. It was... Oh, that was disconcerting. Anyway... So I reckon we'll all either bomb or all destroy just because everyone's so keen to finally be back on stage.
And people are going to have energy.
Nervous energy.
Yeah, a little bit. That works in my favour sometimes. But
depends.
A bit of that and a bit of I haven't written all that much, but I'm sort of keen to like give my old jokes another run. Because you're not doing them.
I feel like everyone's going to do that. First run, cab off the ring. They're going to be.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Let me pull I think that's out the call.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm not going to go up and do a bunch of new shit and bomb and then maybe not do comedy for another few months. Fuck that.
I know. I tell you what, everyone's going to be sitting there giving each other shit, though. 4 months and you couldn't come up with any new jokes? Seriously? Yeah. Like, it's going to be good.
But if someone goes up and's like, look at all these new jokes, and then they just eat shit, then they're going to cop it just as bad. So you're fucked either way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't write much during this whole
it's
time.
Hard
it's so
to
depressing.
Write.
Like, everything's...
Yeah, I've still been doing, like, weekly live stream writing sessions with a few of the comedians, but it's just pretty much died off now. it took its time, died.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not...
It started with, like, 6 people every week, then it went to, like, 3, and then it went to, like, 2, then 1, and it's just me sitting alone at home. So,
sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. And you know what's hilarious is that we pretty much just got on and had a social session.
Yeah, because everyone's stuck inside.
With each other.
Mm. But yeah, it's hard with that sort of stuff because only one person can talk at once, and you can't really like whisper to someone.
Some people have delay on there. So, like Mark joined on for one of the sessions, right?
Yeah.
And his internet was so shit. So we'd offer a joke that we'd thought of, and then get like no react from him, and we'd be like, okay, fine, it's shit. and then he'd laugh like 5 seconds after that, and he'd be like, you motherfucker, like. Because it's the worst feeling when you tell a joke and they're just like no reaction. You're like, I am a piece of
work.
Shit.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I don't know. I reckon a second wave might be coming.
On the news it said today though they've reported lower number of cases.
Yeah.
Just for today, so fingers crossed.
Maybe
we'll see.
Thanks
for bringing the mood down,
Ethan.
That was great.
They fucked it up. They're just like, can you just not like go on a tour of Sydney's pubs? Like, if you're from Melbourne, what the fuck?
Somebody went to a house party and exceeded like the 20 person limit.
Yeah,
they're all getting like fines or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I went to a house party last night.
Technically, so did I.
Yeah, and he was like, no more than 20. I'm not dealing with that shit. I'm like, fair enough.
So you got turned away at the door because there was too many.
No, I didn't get turned away.
That would be hilarious. You'd be like, oh, sorry, only 20 people allowed. I can see 3.
Off.
No, seriously, we're at capacity. Could you please leave?
that's so sad.
Finally, I have a reason to turn away people I don't like, you know.
Speaking of people we don't like, Mitch isn't on the podcast this
week.
Oh,
I know. What a pussy.
His back hurts.
Oh.
He's got one of these chairs too at home, and this is pretty damn comfy, this thing. So, maybe
so what
it
we're
is
saying is, Mitch, you have no excuse. You're a lying piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. I just don't think he was keen to podcast this week.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's like, Eddie's on the show? Fuck off. My back hurts. My back suddenly hurts.
Last time I just got roasted into oblivion.
Not my fault. He just like sets himself up so
he does.
Good.
He does it well.
It's too easy.
Yeah. He's been on a roll too, like the past couple
of
episodes. Of
getting roasted or like being good?
Of being good, yeah.
So he's like, I don't want Eddie to kill my momentum.
Yeah. All right. I was like, is good the word? I stumbled on good. I'm like, yeah, not good. It's
not good. Yeah, you hesitated. Yeah. And you were like, I'll try it out. Let's see how this goes.
But yeah, Adam actually hit me up and he's like, Mitchell's actually been doing really well on the podcast lately. I'm like,
there you go.
Maybe you should tell him that.
Yeah. We can't tell it to his face. That might give him confidence. Oh, no. What's that about? Terrible.
So yeah, he's hurt his back because apparently his bed's fucked or something like that. So poor guy.
I hate to make a bad joke. I was going to say a lame joke, and I was like, "That's awful."
I hate to make a crippled joke.
We just list things that Mitch. I hate to make a pussy stick fart, you know, like dickhead joke, but. Yeah. No, the moment's gone now. It's gone. Thank God. all right. Well, if you're listening to this, Mitch, you aren't missed. we're glad you could not. No, I'm joking. Yeah. No. I hope your back gets better. You can't.
Right now is where we need him to interject with a story that goes nowhere.
Yeah, that would be great.
To keep the show rolling.
I tell you what, I can give you way more of my apocalyptic trivia questions if you like. I've got 27.
On your new phone that you haven't thrown into the ocean.
I haven't thrown this one in the ocean. I'm so proud of myself.
Do you want to tell that story?
Okay, so...
that's a pretty good one.
You know, it was the worst time for it to happen too, because it was just before COVID isolation hit. Like the lockdown happened.
Yeah.
And I'm drunk at 4 a.m. on the beach. As you do. As you do. Just a normal Thursday for me. And then I was so drunk that I was dancing to the music, you know, feeling the music. But I was so drunk that I was also falling over every 10 seconds. So I thought, okay, I'll go down closer to the beach, closer to the waves where the sand is like a bit more steady.
Yep.
Right?
Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie. And kind of I just wanted to be closer to the waves. No, I was not high. I was drunk.
Yeah, sure.
But it has the same effect on me. So I wanted the music to be closer to the waves. So I brought it down.
Does it actually have the same effect on you? Or you just...
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Legit. I get like real touchy-feely, but not of other people, just of myself.
Okay.
I masturbate most when I'm drunk.
You know? Me too, myself.
Me to myself constantly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I dropped the phone down in the sand, and it was dry sand. I need to point that out. And the waves were still pretty far away, but I dropped my phone down in the sand. And the second I did that, one of those freak huge waves came and just took my phone. I'm like chasing around because the waves are taking it back out to the ocean. I'm like fucking fumbling, trying to get this fucking phone, following the music, you know, like in the waves, listening. I did manage to get it. And I got back onto the beach and it was still working at the time, but I was severely drunk. I really didn't have a rife situation available.
Yeah.
So it did die. It did die.
Unfortunately. That's fucked. And it had all your sets on it.
It had all my comedy sets on. Now, all my shitty comedy sets, that's actually a godsend. I don't want to have those in existence.
Yep.
But it had my good ones too. I know, arguably.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah. I think that was God trying to tell me to quit comedy.
No, that was just deleting all the evidence of your bombs.
Yeah.
So we can start
just
fresh.
Just conveniently, there was a wave.
Yes.
That...
Sure there was.
Yeah. It was like 10 metres into the shore, there was a wave.
If only a wave could come along and take out all those podcasts that I wish I hadn't done.
I believe we all wish that, Ethan. Yeah. We all wish that.
Some of them are pretty bad.
All right, well, let's talk more about how you're bad then. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
What have you been up to during COVID?
I'm definitely not looking forward to this set next Wednesday because, I just reckon it's going to go horribly, but that's just in my own head. I've been doing, like, the podcast, sort of.
Sort of. Wow. Yeah.
I'm so involved
really
in it.
You really described it so accurately.
I'm sort of half there. We went down to Cabba's last weekend and did a podcast down there. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Oh, Cabba's awesome.
Yeah. That went for like 2 hours.
Of course it does. I love him, but he talks like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it was good. So, yeah, we're talking all kinds of shit. But I've been still working, so just repairing caravans. That's what I've been doing with my time.
Oh, living the high life.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And failing to write jokes.
I should say, because Ethan had to come pick me up for this podcast because my piece of shit car didn't work. And I hopped in his car and it has like this GPS and it's like clean. And
it's clean. And it's clean. That's a real winner.
That was the one there. And I looked around. I was like, damn, Ethan is doing well for himself. What have I done wrong with my life? He goes, oh, it's my mum's car. And I was like, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes way more sense.
Yeah. I don't even have a car at the moment.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You know, technically, I'm doing better than you then.
You are. Yeah.
It can't go anywhere, but I have it.
That's right.
That's the important part.
Oh, I'm so surprised your car is still alive.
Yeah, me too.
Fucked. Didn't you have to like jiggle the battery? Or
I
like...
fixed that problem.
Oh, you did?
I did. I screwed it in.
Okay, it's finally. In there
now. Yeah. I had to get like a proper. Okay, so I know it's weird, but like my battery that I bought the wrong size battery.
Yep.
So not like power wise, just like literally the circumference of it. It was too small to fit into the bracket that my car holds. So it would work on the battery. But if the battery, like, moved during, like, you know, driving.
As it does.
Then I'd have to get out and, like, move the battery back to its little nook to try and get it to start again.
Yeah.
So most times, and I'm one of those people who's always, like, at the end of a pub night, if I haven't been drinking, I'm always the one who's like, oh, does anyone want to lift home? Like, I'm usually that guy. Oh, I'm happy to give you a lift, right? And so they'll hop into my car, which is strewn with rubbish and musical gear and just shit.
I've been there.
I know what you're talking about. It's there.
Actually,
and then I turn the ignition and nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then I crawl out and open up the hood of the car and I'm moving around and everyone that's got it in the car has gone, oh, we've made a mistake. We should not have done this.
I remember jumping into your car one time and we're at the Kent and we're doing the breathalyzer thing. And I was smashed, and I'm like, oh, Eddie's
on the blowing machine.
Too. Yeah, on the blowing machine, also known as Eddie.
Yeah.
So we
were blowing into me, anyway. Yeah. Continue.
And Eddie was like, I'm fine to drive, which you were. You were under the limit. On
I
the
told
thing.
You.
But then we jumped in your car, and you're like, nah, I'm definitely not risking this. I'm like, yeah, fair call. I don't feel safe in here either.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where you know how you don't realize how drunk you are until you stand up sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like I hopped in the car and then went, oh, I'm going to have to shift gears. Yeah. This adventure is over.
Yeah.
Because it was very close on the blowy machine at the Kent. And we all know that it's not incredibly accurate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's close, but it's like I wouldn't bet my license on it.
Yeah, you don't want to risk it.
So I made an executive decision.
Yep.
It was
a good decision.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It cost me $30 for the Uber home, but it was a good decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to time that Uber right as well.
There you go.
Yeah. I was at the house party. It was fucked. It was like $20 for an Uber. And I'm like, that's not too bad. And then 1 minute later, I checked it again. It was 58.
Yes, I'm like, what the it does
fuck
that.
Is this?
Yeah,
this is bullshit.
I've done that. $66.
Oh,
one night, and because I just assumed I know catching a taxi from the Kent where I'm usually drinking. It's like I'm very aware that there to my house is about $30 in a taxi.
Yeah.
So I'm used to that price. So when Uber started becoming a big thing, and I started getting the Ubers because they were cheap, slightly cheaper. I just didn't think of it. At the end of a night out of the pub, I didn't even think of it. I was like, Uber, definitely cheaper. Blah, blah, blah. Hit it, gone. Got home, got a $66 receipt and went, mother! Oh, my God.
Shit.
Yeah, so when it's after like 3 a.m. or anything, don't use Uber.
Yeah, just get a taxi.
Because they put all the times on it. That's the difference.
Yep.
Whereas I think the taxis do a higher charge for like Friday, Saturday nights, but it's not like...
It's not going to cost you
double. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, because Uber does this whole thing too where if the cars are scarce, they double the price as well.
I didn't know that.
They don't double. Time. I'm exaggerating. But like they do.
Yeah, but it goes up, yeah.
It definitely does. Yeah. They do it on Uber Eats too.
Really?
Yeah, they do. I don't know whether this is a new feature, but I went on Uber Eats like the other day and then it was like, oh, it literally told me fees are higher now for delivery because scarcity of drivers. It didn't use that word, but you know, like something like that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because I paid like $38 for like one dish of like Thai food the other night.
Because
I was
just fucked from work.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing that again. I'll just cook. Fuck it.
Every time I go on the Uber Eats app, I'm like, because you have one of those days where you're like, I'm lazy, I don't want to cook stuff, right?
Yeah.
But then you look at the prices, and if you were out eating at that restaurant, you're not think second about that price. That's fine.
Yep.
You're paying for an eating out experience. It's fine. But when then you look at it and go, that's for eating at my shitty house? Wait, and I have to pay a delivery fee?
Yeah.
It just starts to get... I can't tell you how many times I've gone into the app and gone, nah. And just got out of the app and got pizza instead because it's so much cheaper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So much cheaper to get that.
See, that's when I just have like noodles or like toast or some shit. Like,
that's fair.
Toast I sometimes again. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think the pizza place near my house is shit though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the Domino's on the
I do. Highway. But like, I've tried the Domino's at Warner's Bay and they were really good. Like, delicious. Yeah. And I buy the exact same pizza at my Domino's.
And it's shit house.
Oh, it's average.
I can't fuck with it anymore. No. Like, nah, I'll just make homemade pizzas.
Yeah. Oh, that's way better.
Yeah,
if you have the time and the effort and the want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go do that shopping. Plan ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to do that too. Been trying to stay healthy, eat healthy.
Yeah.
With my, well, my parents are fucked off to Queensland. So
really?
Yeah, they're gone.
How long are they gone for, Parker?
Yeah, they don't know.
No? they don't know.
We're getting the fuck out of here for a couple months. It's cold and shit. See ya.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Would I be in your top 20 friends to invite to a party?
For sure. Yeah. I want to do
like. Are you saying that because I'm here?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. I figured out the system.
Eddie is not in my top 20.
I think that's a good question, though. You can only get 20 people to a COVID party.
Oh,
right?
True. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Fuck.
If you're going to throw a party, you can only invite, well, actually 19.
Yeah, right.
Because you're number 20. Well, number one, you know, depending how you look at it.
Yeah, no, 10.
10? You're only inviting 10 people?
No, I put myself 10th.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, so if you only invite 9 people, you just be like, I'll just see you guys tomorrow, enjoy the house.
No, it just puts me at better than half of my friends.
Okay.
I think I'm better than
system.
Half of my friends, but half of my friends are better than me. It's
okay,
a good spot to be, right?
All
right,
where am I on your list? Which one's the better, the 1 or the 20? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
Oh, this is going to be really, really, really offensive.
I'm going to say 8, but I'm not going to tell you whether 1 or 20.
No! I'm either slightly better than you or slightly worse than you.
Yeah, exactly.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Like, if you'd said it like 1 or 20, I would have been like, very suspicious.
Yeah.
Because... Obviously, I feel like you should have put your girlfriend above me. So, like, I'm definitely the number is definitely the lowest. But near you, I can handle that. Yeah.
All right. Put your girlfriend.
Just so you know, you'd be number 18.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. That's a big number.
Again, I'm not going to tell you which one. Yeah.
I think I know. I think I can figure that out.
Oh, my
but
God.
Hey, at least I'm in the top 20.
Yeah. So. Well, and
that can change.
I'm actually having 2 house parties, like a 20 in this house, 20 in this
so
house.
So really, I'm like, what, 38?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Wow, shit. You can do maths. I think you just went up a point.
Oh, nice. Now I'm 37. Yeah, so
I'm so proud of you.
If I do a party, it'll be like a comics party, I would say. And then probably no one will turn up.
Yeah, way more fun anyway.
But we'll see.
Yeah, well, it's you. So, Jay.
Yeah. That guy? Oh, fuck it.
I think the worst part about throwing parties out here is that it's too far away from the centre of town.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So
it's harder to get around. So
it's great for me because I live like 2 streets away from you. I can walk that shit.
Oh, yeah. You could easily do that, John.
Oh, yeah. I still made you pick me up, though.
I was going to make you walk for this podcast.
Nah, fuck no. If I have to do effort for this shit.
Yeah. You're like, nah, I'll just stay at home like Mitch.
You know what?
My back hurts.
I was just meant to say, yeah, oh my God. But I feel like I broke my foot. My back hurts. Suddenly.
I was on the beach. I twisted my ankle. I threw my phone. Nah, I'm not coming.
Oh my God. I almost bailed on some of our comic mates because I threw my phone in the ocean. They were like, because just before COVID, me and some of the comics, Liam and Adam, were like, come out for a last drink at the Kent.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, my phone is in the ocean.
What a shitty excuse.
It was like, how are you replying to this message? my God, there was a period there I was using my old iPad as my phone.
Oh, that's so right. I'm holding this
fucking huge thing up to my ear. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember you saying on Facebook, like, I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
Like, contact me on my iPad.
Yeah.
But that's heaps funny, just picturing you. That's like one of those old, like, brick phones. Yeah. Where you're just holding up the iPad. Like,
I was literally doing that, though, out of the pub, and I'm like, here's my fucking iPad. Where are you guys? I can't see you. So funny.
Old-timey Eddie working at the brothel.
Yeah.
Come here.
Come hither.
Oh, that's funny.
wait, was it top of the morning to you, Brooklyn? No, what is it? Oh, Governor, that's the one.
Yeah.
I don't know what I just said.
I don't know. I can't remember the reference. Yeah. It was too long ago.
Exactly. And it wasn't any good, so that's, you know.
Like most of our jokes. Oh, yeah.
That's why podcasts are good for you, because you're not actually saying it's a joke.
So yeah. No, everything I say on the podcast is a joke. Don't take anything I say seriously. Ever.
Okay, I missaid that. I meant as in a good joke. Okay. I've thought about this. Every word of the... I've scripted this podcast, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You're welcome.
I definitely come up with note points before I do these.
Do you really?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Did you for this one?
No, I didn't. I was like, it's Eddie. It'll be fine. Eddie loves to talk.
Yeah, because I am also one of those people who will not fucking shut up. If you haven't figured that out from listening to this podcast, it's actually a good thing Mish isn't here, because I can take all his talking time. Yeah. 2/3 of the talking will be me.
Yeah. So now I'll just see if we can get a quiet spot. There it is. Ooh.
It's only because you said it as a challenge. I was like, I can do this for the moment. How long did I last? Like 3 seconds? That's pretty good. That's a new record.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
So have you been writing jokes? Like, you said you were, but like...
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's like nowhere near as much as I used to, because I used to go out to cafes writing sessions, and that would get me in the mood to write. But even now with cafes being open, I don't, like, they have limited patrons, so I don't want to be that asshole who's sitting at the table writing and everyone's like, you're waiting for a table.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not done yet. And just like...
Hold up. I've got this really good pussy joke.
Sorry,
It's coming along really nicely.
Yeah. I just need a funnier word for pastrami. Just give me a second.
You could have a table if you just fucking help me out with this punchline.
Just tell me I'm funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did I tell you I got recognized for the other day picking up my takeout? Because yes, I've mainly been takeouting during this isolation. They recognized me from the Watt Street gig.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
And so the first thing they said was, oh, you're a comedian, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. So where did you see me?
Sort of.
Like, you know, that's what I should have said. And they're like, oh, the Watt Street gig. And my first, like, I should have been like, oh, thank you so much, or something like that.
You're like, was
but
it funny?
First words out of my mouth was, I walked two people at that gig. I just went straight to... Two people thought I was so sexually disgusting that they walked out of my 5-minute set. And that was the first thing I told them.
I didn't hear about that.
Didn't you? I heard about it there? After.
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, this is ghastly. And they just like ran off. I felt bad at the time, but now I feel like it's a badge of honor.
Yeah,
because I do very sexual content, I will admit. But there was like one chick in the corner who was losing her shit, and I was like, oh, this has happened to her. You always know the ones who it's happened to, because they lose their shit.
Yeah.
While everyone's going, why is it funny? Why is it funny? And then they're just cacking themselves. You're like, oh, you relate. This is...
Someone's tried to thumb a limp penis into you before.
Indeed. Oh, my God. Who among us hasn't had a penis thumbed into them at one point or another? Represent,
oh,
all right?
Shit.
I'm here for all the people of the world who have...
who have taken limp dicks.
Who have taken limp dicks and survived.
I've got tickets to that gig, the next Watt Street Comedy.
Yeah, I was going to go because it's on my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, really? So it's James and your birthday.
Yeah, me and James have
time.
Always had the same birthday.
Yeah, cool.
It's one of the reasons why we know each other. No. No, so I was going to go, but he's kind of pitched it as like his birthday sort of birthday gig, and I don't want to be like roll up and be like, it's my birthday too.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked, yeah. isn't it? I had my first girlfriend, we were born on the same day. So, yeah, it was fucked up when we had our 18th.
What if you were twins 18. Or something? That was,
Yeah, no.
No, I don't think so. That you know of. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're both white, so there's a good chance.
That's the precipitating factor? Yeah. Like, oh, those people are white. They're probably twins. Yeah, like,
six degrees of separation.
Okay, all right.
No, we did it. I did the ancestry check on her. I went, because she had a booklet with all her ancestors in it. I went through looking for
Bentley.
So you
were concerned then. You were like, this like, chick may be my sister.
Well, if the book's there, like, are you not going to not go through it?
Wait, did you check before or after you fucked her?
Oh, after.
Oh, of course.
No girl's going to hand over their ancestry book. Hey, come back to my house and we'll read the book. And if you're not in it, well, then we can fuck. but yeah, our 18th was pretty rough. Because, like, her mum did it up as her 18th. And I just kind of had to, like, go along and just be like, yeah, whatever, I don't give a fuck anyway.
Oh, my God. I've done that before for, okay, so there was, I dated this guy once who had kids. And his eldest son used to live with us. This is a long, long time ago. His eldest son used to live with us. And just, like, just towards the end of our relationship, as in I was planning to break up with him, but I didn't want to ruin the party. So I'm like... I waited till a week after the party to break up with him because I didn't want it to like, I wanted to enjoy the party, but then I wanted to crush his heart. You know,
you know what? That's timing, right? Props to you for doing that because not many people would wait. They'd just be like, fuck it, I'm out.
I should have because he was a total arsehole.
Fair enough.
But anyway, so it was his birthday, but it was like his son's birthday, not at the same time, but they were about a month apart. So we had a party in the middle and it was supposed to be for both of them. So, again, I knew I was breaking up with this guy, so I literally went to every effort to make this party good because I wanted to soften the blow.
I wanted to build him up right before I crashed
him. I totally did. It's rough. I didn't even think of it that way. I was just like, make him feel really good now, and then it won't be so bad later. I was wrong. I was very, very wrong.
That's the opposite effect.
A lot of my furniture is broken.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, seriously, he chopped the music stand off my piano with a samurai sword. It was fucking insane. What the fuck? It was fucking insane. Anyway, so we're at his birthday party.
What?
I'm not even joking. It was legit a thing. I was like, I had to call the police and everything.
How have you not done a joke on that?
I sure. That's I have. So I technically funny. Have. Like, I've spoken about not, it on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't met. Well, it's just, it's one of those shock facts.
Yeah.
But you don't think, I'll add a tagline to it. You just say it, and that's all you need. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's interesting by itself, you know?
That's crazy.
I know. Anyway, but, like, he did a lot of crazy shit, which I'll inform you of later. But, like, so...
He tried to thumb it into me.
You know that joke I did at your birthday when we did the, we made you come to the comedy gig even though you were sick?
Oh, I was so sick. That was fucked. And you all and just made fun of my tiny diploma. Made fun of
you. You remember that big, huge, long joke I told where I was like, oh, this guy who couldn't break my hymen. I was with him for 4 years.
Oh,
but even
really?
His dick was bigger than Ethan's.
Yeah.
That was about this guy.
Oh, cool. No wonder he went crazy with the samurai sword.
I know. Anyway, back to the birthday party. So we had their birthday party was like a month apart. So we had a party in the middle. It was supposed to be for both of them. But I knew I was breaking up with him. So I kind of really outdid myself. Like I bought a cake.
Yeah. Ooh. Apparently you're supposed to do that when it's someone's birthday.
It was one of those good cakes though. Not like a Coles cake. It was a Cheesecake Factory
All right,
cake. It was
down.
A good cake. Okay. And then, like, I did this whole thing about bringing it out and singing happy birthday to him. And then right after it, we went to cut the cake and I was like, oh, he's sad. And then I shot the candles back in and we did it again. And there he is in the corner looking like, oh, this is so not for me. Like, I felt so bad. So I kind of played up his dad's birthday and was like, you don't matter. You're a child and you actually care about birthdays, which means... You get nothing.
That's definitely the wrong way to play it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was probably bad.
Oh, well, live and learn. Shit.
Yeah. Well, it was, to be fair, he didn't even get any of his friends to come to the party. Like, it was...
Oh, really? Oh,
it was all of his dad's friends, and he had nobody. It was like...
How old was the kid?
He was, at the time, he would have been, like, 16.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
15, 16, 15? Yeah, around that
that's
age.
That's traumatic.
Yeah, I know.
But at the same time.
Like, he already knew we didn't care about him. No, I'm joking. Like, no,
if you're that age, it's like, invite your own friends around, I guess. Mm. You shouldn't be inviting a 16-year-old kid's friends around for them. No. That's pretty sad.
It's a bit weird,
like,
isn't
if my
it?
Parents did for that for me at 16, I'd be like, no, I got this.
Exactly. Yeah. It would be weird.
No, that kid was a loser.
Oh, okay. If you're listening, JJ, I apologize.
But invite your own friends next time,
somebody had to
dude.
Tell you, so like that.
Poor kid.
Oh, no, he's great. He's great. This is like, he's like 21 now, which is insane to me because I have, like, sometimes I get 21-year-olds hitting on me and I'm like, no, this is too weird.
Oh, no.
I used to tell a smaller version of you to do the dishes. Like, this is, this is not happening, buddy. Yeah, this is, it's too weird. Anyway. So the dude chopped the piano stand off with a samurai sword, right?
Yeah.
Let's get back to that because that was interesting.
And crazy
yeah,
as fuck.
Let's talk about me more.
So, I've got nothing going on, so go ahead.
I've got crazy ass stories from that relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. The dude was insane. And I make jokes about him all the time because when you add up all the facts about him, you tend to be like, yo, what the fuck were you doing? Because he was 12 years older than me. He had 4 kids.
Yeah.
He was a drug addict. He was a Satanist.
Oh, that dude, right.
Worst of all, he was unemployed. yeah, it was just a huge fucktard fest, right? And he was very manipulative too.
Yeah.
As you would be. He won like He won awards for like selling like 100,000, you know, worth of merchandise and shit. Like he was just selling shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a salesman before I met him.
Right.
And he'd gone into other stuff like owning his own business and stuff. So it's really weird because he used to be like an upstanding citizen who just did a lot of meth, you know, and then he got caught for it. He got caught with a lab because he used to cook methamphetamine.
Oh, fuck.
At the time I met him, he was waiting for his court to be heard at the Supreme Court.
What the fuck,
yeah,
Eddie?
For traveling. I know.
How did you meet this guy?
Oh, at karaoke. Where else? Like,
okay.
Don't meet guys at karaoke. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like literally, I went up to, because it was in Queensland where he got caught. So I went up with him to Queensland for his multiple cases.
Was this like your second date? We went on a romantic drive to Queensland to get away together.
He did give me roses on one of those court cases. So it was a special moment for both of us.
Oh, jeez.
But it was crazy because like his case, this is insane. Because we'd go up and then the Supreme Court wouldn't have time to hear it. So we went through like a year of trying to get his case and traveling to Queensland and back and forth. So we finally got to the case that was just before his. And we're like, we're probably going to get heard, but this case might go on longer because it is a murder. It was insane. It was like, oh, we're just waiting for the murder case to finish and then we'll get to your boyfriend. You know?
Hey, that's kind of who you want to follow, though. If you're going up for meth,
that's
like
true.
Cooking meth, you're like,
that's
well...
true.
He killed.
It can't be as worse. It can't be as bad as that, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Do they use the same jury for all of it, or
I have no idea how the court system works. To be honest,
it'd be too long to get like new jury members for everything, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I think
for a murder case, I feel like you'd watch your own jury, though. You probably.
Well, Shaz just got called for jury duty, but it's just one case, so I think it's just case by case.
It must be.
Yeah.
Because, like, murder case, you don't want, like, the case that just did, like, the petty theft down the road. Or, like, you want different people for that.
Because if you're judging a murder and you're, like, petty theft, you'll be like, oh, just let him go. Who gives a fuck? This guy chopped people
doesn't
up.
Doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the insane dude I used to date. And, yeah.
That's fucking crazy, Eddie.
It's insane. Remember, I tell that story where I tell all the list of things that should have been a red flag for me and yet somehow wasn't. And then I just go, because I wanted to get all my stakes out at once, you know, just like get it done. I was 18 at the time. I was very naive and I thought I could change him.
Oh, yes. A work in progress.
Yeah.
Like a shitty old rusted car.
Oh, okay. Most of it was just me thinking, because like when he was fun, he was a lot of fun. Like he was a great guy to be around.
Very energetic.
When he wasn't a dick. Yeah. And I just assumed when he was a dick, I assumed it was because he was under stress for the court case. Because he could have gone to jail.
Yeah.
Like, he did it. He got immediate parole, so he's really lucky.
Very lucky.
Because he was supposed to go to jail for like 5 years.
But was he just, he wasn't distributing it just for himself?
No, he was just cooking it for himself. That's pretty much the only reason why he didn't. Well, I've lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
I
was talking about my drug addict boyfriend.
I don't know where this is going at all. I'm just here for the ride.
Yeah, it's
much like you in the car to Queensland.
Very much so. But, like, it was insane because most of the thing that we were worried about was not even the fact that he had to spend time in jail, but the fact that he had a lot of enemies in the jail.
Yeah.
So that we were obsessed with the fact that, like, if he did go to jail, he's probably going to get, like, shanked and shit. So half the time we were up there, we were not only trying to wait for the court case, but we were meeting up with, like, his old friends to try and get some friends in the clink in case he went in there. It's out of a fucking movie. It's insane. We met this guy who has camels. It was weird.
See, my ex just used to smoke my weed when I was there. Like, that's the biggest gripe I have.
Don't you fucking complain, motherfucker, okay? You come the fuck down.
I wake up, the bowl's gone. She's smoked it all, and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
God, I've got to break up with her. She's a nightmare. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my harrowing life with dating. I have terrible choice in guys. This is why I've been single for like 4 years, intentionally so, because every guy I pick is a nutbag. It's insane. Yeah. Next I'll be dating DJs. Like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Shaz's dad was a DJ back in the...
Really?
Yeah.
Show me. Like, yeah, no, like, introduce me.
He's
like
single. He is single.
No, I met Shaz's dad, haven't I?
Do you want to become
there
my
mother? There was a connection. There was like...
You can become my somewhat mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'll tell you to wash the dishes. It won't be weird.
I wash the damn dishes anyway, Eddie. Yeah. Oh, I'm a progressive male.
All right, we'll clean your room. Go to your room.
Yeah. No, my room's clean too. I cleaned a lot of black mold off the glass the other day.
Oh,
that's what I did.
I've got black mold in my bathroom and I need to do something about
it. It's fucking bad for you.
I know.
Get rid of it. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I've had a cough for the... No, and there's like...
No, that's corona.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, oof, relief. Like... Actually, did you hear this? Not to bring the mood down, but did you know that corona... What they're not saying in like widely in the media is that corona actually affects you for like long after the disease.
Yeah, it fucks your lungs up.
Fucks your lungs up. So like you could die 2 years later from like a collapsed lung or something. And they'll say, oh, it was your natural causes, but it will actually be from the COVID. So don't get it,
Stay at home.
Is the message here.
Do you want some hand sanitizer and a face mask before you go?
Could you just not breathe on me? That would be great. If we did set this up, we should breathe towards the wall or something.
Me and Chaz had a bit of a fight the other night because I wouldn't take her to the clinic to get swabbed. But in my defense, only seven people had got it that day, like statistically, like because I was keeping track of like how many cases are in New South Wales, and I'm like, I don't think you're one of the seven, but
she's being vigilant.
Yeah. She's doing the right thing. That's she wanted good. To do the right thing, and she was too tired to drive herself, so she's like, you need to drive me to get swabbed, and it was just after I'd done like the podcast with Cabba, like we drove down there, sent the person, drove back. And I get back in the door, she's like, I think
so
I've
got basically
corona.
You were too tired to check if your girlfriend is dying.
Yes, exactly. And she wasn't having it.
Yeah, I get that. Did you use that argument? She'd be like, Ethan, I could die. You know, just be like
No, she put it on me like are you gonna like I need to know that you're gonna be able to take care of me if I get sick.
That
and I was
is
like,
a solid argument.
Fucking
that
brutal.
Is good.
I'm like, are you dying?
She's
like,
hit
no.
A
Well, like, if you're dying, I'll take you to the emergency ward.
This is not about me dying. This is about me knowing that we have a future.
Yeah, exactly. That's how she laid it on me. I'm like, you.
That is a smart argument, dude. She's got you.
She is. She knows all my bullshit.
Yeah.
So, oh, it's fucked. But I was like, look, Compromise. We always talk about compromise. I'll take you in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just not, I can't do it right now.
All right, all right. Sure you were playing good as well. Compromise but card is good.
I did want to make a bet on it that she didn't have corona.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to take them odds.
Yeah, bet on your girlfriend's life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm beginning to see where the affection is coming from. Like this.
Exactly. And I would have won that bet. She doesn't have corona. Thank God.
Good,
thank God.
Good, good. Now, did you get checked?
No, I didn't get checked because if she doesn't have it, then clearly I don't have it.
Well, maybe you just didn't give it to her yet. I'm just saying. Not to be.
She was sick before. Like, I was fine and she was the one that got sick. And I'm like, oh, she's going to make me sick. But no, I'm fine.
Oh, she makes me sick every day.
Poor Chaz.
I'm joking. I love you, Chaz.
You're on a cover photo.
Yeah.
There's got to be some love there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We are too. Yeah, we did a detective game together.
Yeah.
That's how close we are.
Yeah.
The detective game was just searching through Ethan's stuff. It was just, this fucker's up to something. Like,
fuck.
I just need to know we have a future. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Please don't go through my stuff.
Yeah. No, I really want to.
You're not going to find anything.
Oh, just... my God. I watched that video you sent me the other night, by the way. That was insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eddie sends me a text last night. Hang on. I'll bring it up because it was fucking hilarious.
I was drunk, as you
clearly.
Know. And I don't know how, but it came up in conversation. And I was like, oh, my friend tells me about this lady who can do this special skill. And I was drunk enough to go, yes, I would like to see it. And I sent Ethan a text to send me a link to this video. Do you want to explain what it is?
So you just said, hey, how many mini basketballs did that chick stick in her vagina again? Just out of nowhere. Like, that's how you open the conversation.
Because I was guessing. I couldn't remember the number that she used to tell me.
Which and I approve of. Because you got straight to the point, and I'm like, it's eight. I'm doing this a bit.
And I was like, what was the size, though? Like, I need to know the diameter of the basketballs. We're doing some complicated math shit here.
If anyone wants to look that up, it's Hot Kinky Joe.
Or... But that's not her vagina, though.
It's a butthole.
It's a butt.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but you didn't. Like, I thought it was her vagina. I was far more impressed when it was her vagina.
In the bit, I say eight baby basketballs in her butthole.
Yeah.
Because it's alliteration.
Oh.
I like the way that it...
That's...
Bit.
I didn't realize you were that smart. Like, oh my God, Ethan knows what alliteration is.
Yeah.
This is, in my opinion, okay, you know what, buddy? You just went up to 36.
Oh, awesome, awesome. By the end of this podcast, I might be 30.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I won't put your luck up there, bud.
maybe 35.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm maybe 40 by the end of
it. You also have the exact like capability to go down as well as up, you know? Like, you are here.
Oh, I have the capability to go down, Eddie. Just ask Shaz.
Oh, I've heard.
So, yeah, it's
so
eight.
You don't want me to go through your stuff because I'm going to find eight mini basketballs.
The joke's actually about Shaz.
Oh, is it?
She's a trooper.
Oh, fuck me. Well, no, don't. No.
But yeah, that joke bombs like every time that I do it. Well, it doesn't get like a great laugh because it doesn't have a proper punchline. So I need to work on it.
Punchlines are an important part of comedy.
They are.
Do you want to tell? Let's brainstorm a punchline for it then. Tell the joke. We'll have a...
All right, so it's more of a premise at the moment. So the premise is that like this dude who's a weightlifter... He deadlifts like one ton of weights and like as he's doing it, he's struggling and his nose starts like bursting out with blood, bleeding everywhere. And he's like, everyone's like, oh my God, that's so inspirational. Like, look at this guy. He can push his body to the limit. And then I'm like, well, that's cool. But like my heroes push their body to the limit and they don't get any praise like that on the internet. Like this chick, she's pushing her body to the limit. She can fit eight baby basketballs in a butthole. Doesn't get anywhere near the same sort of praise.
It's funny because I've actually seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to say, just when we watched the video, because I did watch it with a group of friends, as you know, as is you the norm.
You don't want to watch that video by yourself like
no,
I did.
No, and the appropriate oohs and ahs were there in the group. Like, you know, it was there. But I swear to God, one of the chicks who I was watching it with, I swear to God, she said, like, when they popped it all there, I was like, they literally, I can't remember the exact words, but she was like, oh, you notice though that they got the angle from the back there, because if you like looked at the front, she'd probably just have all these pro basketballs poking out of her stomach. And I was like, oh, that is so less sexy now. That is like,
definitely.
Oh my God. Anyway, I think it doesn't sound believable. Because I didn't believe it till I saw it.
Really?
It doesn't sound believable.
All right, so I've got to play on that.
I think you should just say they get on a pounding angle every time. And then go on to, or something, like, not that specifically, but talk about just randomly women getting fucked. You know, taking a pounding.
Yeah.
And then move on to the mini basketballs after that.
Yeah. I reckon that's a good point, though, that you don't believe it. So maybe play on that of, like.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard to believe that someone did.
Maybe you could just be like, how many basketballs do you think I could fit in my ass? You know, like, play it like that.
Yeah. Or how many basketballs can that weightlifter fit in his ass?
That's good. Yeah, you'd be like, how many? After you get to act,
yeah, everyone
like,
thinks he's
that
so good. Yeah. Well, how many basketballs can he fit?
Yeah, motherfucker, step up your game.
Yeah. I wanted to do it a bit, like, bring into it, like equality, like equal pay or something.
I thought
you were
going to be like, I thought you said quality, not equality. So I just wanted to bring into it like a quality punchline and just like a quality joke.
But just like how much further like girls have to prove themselves to get recognition versus this guy who just lifts weights. Like she had to put 8 basketballs in a butthole.
Yeah, and she's still not getting recognition.
No one still knows who she is. Like everyone in this room should know who that girl is.
She can dribble like a motherfucker.
From her mouth, because she enjoys it so much.
She'll just get her to pop it out and be like, in the basket. What do they call it when the guy leaps up and like grabs the hoop and slam dunks it?
Yeah.
Can she slam dunk from her ass?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, this is totally a thing. You know the weirdest video I saw last night? It was not actually your basketball
That wasn't
thing.
The weirdest video?
That was not the weirdest thing.
Fuck, all right.
There's this chick. So in, I think it's in China or Japan, they have these weird game shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard of them, seen them, and they don't have as many restrictions as we do here for content. So there's literally just this video of this chick who bends over, sticks a recorder up a vagina and then plays a tune with it.
Awesome.
That's insane, though.
Yeah, it's fucking, that's a lot of control.
Oh, that's insane. Oh, my God. Women are really pushing themselves to new heights. That's feminism for you. Like,
that's equality.
My God. It was insane. It was actually very impressive.
Yeah.
Have tried it. And no, like,
well, that's we're talking
I
about.
I played hot cross buns. It was.
We're talking about Billy earlier in the car. Billy Tempest, who does fire eating.
I love that we went from a woman sticking a recorder into us. Well, hey, you remember Billy, right?
Yeah. Well, she can do the candle.
Oh, she
out
can
of her vagina.
Yeah. Okay. So Billy Tempest is. Should we even say her name? I'm not sure. Bleep out the name.
Yeah.
So that we know this chick, right? Who's she's a professional fire performer. And she's a fire eater, and she's grinding, and she's like, she's amazing. She's really good at what she does, and she's the only woman in the world to be able to do this method called candles out of her vagina, which is where you hold a stream. It's like you're fire breathing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But out of her vagina.
So
she really has.
So you suck the vapor. She burned it away.
It's syphilis. It's on fire. No,
she's got nothing.
No.
Nothing can survive.
Yeah, we haven't seen it. But she's told us about it.
You have to pay extra for that.
You
don't
do.
Get that
like,
in the base package of her lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does we went and did a bunch of lessons with her.
Does it for like businessmen, like seedy businessmen. And then she said she made a point of like she takes a stand and doesn't shave. Like if she's going to do it for a client that she doesn't like.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Which is really like, I agree with that. That's sticking
Let's
it to
just
the
show this podcast to those business people who be like...
Well, I wanted to mention her in a bit that I'm trying to write about, like, shaving or, like, just shaving in general, like, me shaving my face because, like, my beard's fucked. I want to do a bit how, like, I want to introduce the bit as, like, if you don't shave, like, it's disgusting and no one's going to want to go down on you and blah, blah, blah. And then I reverse it so the crowd thinks I'm talking about, like, girls shaving their vagina, but I'm talking about me shaving my face. I'm like, oh, no one's going to want to go down on
you.
Misdirection, you
say.
Yeah, yeah, ooh.
All right. So basically, you want the audience to hate you initially.
Exactly.
And then realize that they also still hate you. And just
yeah, that's what I'll do. But yeah, the point of it was that like that, the saying you hear it all the time is like, oh, I don't want to shave because it's like I don't want society to dictate how my vagina looks. And it's like, well, how many people are you showing? Like society? Like
I feel like that's even even more of a point to do it, though, because, like, this is a section that even society can't see. So why am I still following society's rules on it?
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't shave, but that's mainly just my laziness. But, like, that's got nothing to do with feminism.
Yeah. And that's the point I'm trying to make. It's like, it's your own, it's however you want to do it. It's either laziness or you just like it that way. But don't bring society into it. What's society in general got to do with your vagina? Just you do you.
I see your point. I see your point, but I also kind of see it from the other side as well.
I can see it from the other side too. Yeah.
And I mean, if you're doing the, like, you're not shaving your armpits or your legs or your bush, I feel like it is a feminist thing. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a, I'm just lazy and here's my excuse for it. Like, that doesn't. I feel like it is a bit weird, though, if you're, like, shaving everything except your pussy and then being like, I'm feminist.
Yeah.
Because I don't shave my. I don't know. That gets a little bit iffy there, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a weird
joke. We're going to get some angry comments on this podcast.
Oh, for sure.
For a million different reasons. I mean, there's the basketball. Yeah.
Well, like you said, you walk two people doing, like, sexual material. Like, you can't keep everyone happy all the time.
No, of course not.
No matter what you're doing. So, fuck it. You just got to do what you think's
funny.
Actually,
I insist on making sure nobody's happy. Anytime I step on stage, that's a speciality of mine.
Maybe it's the COVID. Like, I've just been having these dark fucking premises and shit that I want to write on. Yeah, that's fucked because I'm just like, oh.
You want to hear the only joke that I've written during COVID?
Yeah.
I've written ideas and things, but the only, like, done joke. It's not even that good, so don't expect big things.
All right.
But this is... I didn't even write it. I wrote it, but, like, I thought of it, and it made me chuckle, so I wrote it down and went, that is now a joke.
Yeah, sweet.
All right, so I prefer a dry pussy. Not for intercourse, just when I'm around children.
That is fucking good.
Thank you.
That is good.
Just a one-liner, quick one-liner there. Yeah. It's just something so reassuring about knowing that you don't want to fuck kids. You know what I mean? Like, that's just It's just, oh, thank fuck, that was close, you know? Like, oh, could it be bad?
Yeah. No, that's good. I like that.
Cool.
I like dry pussy.
I told that to Liam and Adam, and they were like, nah, that's shit. They hated it.
Really?
Everyone else I've told it to has laughed their ass off.
Oh, they're
right. They just, it was total silence.
Yeah.
Maybe I told it wrong. I was drunk at the time. I don't know.
Could have been. Could have been.
Maybe they're just like, fuck Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
It made me chuckle. So that's going to be my opening joke when I hop on stage.
I wouldn't open with that.
No? Okay. Maybe I'll finish with it.
Open with something you know is going to work. You know the rules.
You gotta get comedy them on, sandwich.
You got to get them on side before you drop the dry pussy pedophile joke.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm talking about not being a pedophile. But, you know, they don't get high on the specifics sometimes. You know what I mean?
No, they don't. Like, they don't take context.
Yeah.
They just hear.
I have a few rape jokes that are about not getting raped.
Yeah.
They're like, they're literally anti-rape. But people hear the word rape and they go, oh, how dare you joke about it sort of thing.
That was like the trans joke that I was doing.
Yeah.
It was like against
using
that word.
Yeah.
But in explaining that word that you shouldn't use it, people are like, oh, I'm fucking, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm explaining not to use that word.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
If you, it's like, I get that you don't want it talked about in a negative fashion, but if you don't have people talking about it, then, like, no, I strongly believe that no topic should be off, like, topic for on a comedy stage.
Yeah.
I really do believe that. I do think you have to have sensitivity to actually be funny to talk about it. Like, you can't just be like, here's a bunch of offensive shit.
Here's a bunch of slurs.
Yeah.
Look how edgy I am.
Oh,
I can use
slurs. But honestly, though, I've never seen... Because I've seen people get up and do that, and they just don't realise. Because they see some of their idol comedians doing
it,
that.
And they're doing it well.
But they don't see the craft that goes into it or anything like that. So they just get up and say a bunch of... Or you're a cunt, I'm
shit.
A cunt, you're a cunt, and, or whatever. They say a bunch of fucked up shit, and they bomb on their ass. Of course they do, right?
Yep.
But I've never seen those people come back, like, the next time and be, oh, yeah, let's do it again, except for...
Yep.
I've never seen anybody do that. Every time, because people, just so you know, bombing is, like, the worst feeling in the world. You do not need to lecture us or, like, scream at us
or
if you don't like our joke. Just don't laugh.
Yeah.
It is the worst.
People will
feeling.
Cancel themselves oh if my they're God, not yeah. fucking doing well.
Oh my God. It's so hard to keep people in our scene because you do suck for a long time when you start. It's just yeah. part of the gig. You've got to suck before you get better. It's like hopping on a piano, never touched it before, and then being like, why aren't you like a classical musician now? Like, yeah. why aren't you like a maestro yet? Like, well, because I just learned where C is. Like, just yeah. like give me a second to suck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm of the opinion that you should be able to fucking say anything you want on stage as long as you can make
speech.
It funny. Yeah.
Freedom of speech. It doesn't mean it's going to be good. No. But we never promised good shit anyway. If you yeah. come to an open mic, it's not promised to be good yeah. at all.
If you're going to drop an N-bomb or something on stage, you better yeah. be fucking funny. Because otherwise, it's going to go bad.
Oh my God. You know, George
yeah, George Carlin.
Yeah,
comedian.
I did say it right, fuck. Yeah. I'm so hungover. I was like,
seven dirty
I've
words.
Fucked this up. Yeah. He shit, has piss, a whole cunt. Bit where he says that word.
Yeah.
And it's in, I'm not going to say it now because I'm not funny.
Because everyone's
so I can't
scared.
Say it. But like,
yeah,
but generally, yeah. genuinely go look at that bit he does. It's insane because he breaks it down to be, it's a word.
Yeah.
And I know you're listening to this going, oh, that sounds like he's just being a racist prick.
Yeah.
Genuinely go listen to it. It's a great bit. And George Carlin was one of the great, like, political sort of
yeah.
comedians. He was always challenging, you know, stereotypes.
It's
and
crazy because he got kicked off the air for like seven dirty words, like shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. And now it's like you can say them words as much as you want. No one's going to cancel
yeah.
you for that. But now it's gone to like slurs instead. So, like, if you say them words,
yeah.
but there's always going to be words that you're not allowed to say.
Exactly.
Now,
yeah.
If they go away and, like, everyone just becomes un-PC for some fucking reason, then
yeah.
there'll be another thing that you're not going to be able to talk about.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
There is always. And I feel like if you aren't able to say that an ideal can be challenged from both perspectives, then you don't really believe in the ideal. Because if you do believe that it is correct, then it should be able to be challenged.
Yep.
And then still hold and be like, you know, and have everyone believe that it is the correct way. But if you're not challenging it, how do you, like, correct it or, you know, test it or make sure it's right? Like, you have to challenge shit.
Yeah.
So I get annoyed with people who won't let people challenge stuff. That's what freedom of speech is about, I get. And again, also, when you're at open mic, there's a lot of people who don't understand and they're not thinking that far ahead. They're not saying
this shit stuff
on stage because they're trying to freedom of speech and challenge. Like, they're not up there for that reason. I do get that. But your silence is quite enough to turn them off ever coming on stage and doing it again. And if they love it enough, they will continue and they will stop doing what bombs. Nobody gets up and does the same shit that they bombed with, they try to change it, or
that's
they
right.
stop doing it, they do a different bit instead, and they learn from it. So just, if you don't, basically, don't think something's funny, don't laugh. If you do, fucking laugh.
Yeah, and easy. They're going to be more likely to go in that direction.
Yeah, exactly. Laugh
unless,
at the good shit.
Unless they suck real bad and they can't read a crowd.
It's positive reinforcement, dude. Nobody's going to go, everybody hates me when I talk about that stuff. Like, you know, like, unless you feel passionately about it.
Unless they're an actual psycho that is like, people hate me for doing this, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, there are a few of them out there like that.
Yeah.
But again, they do feel passionately about that ideal, like that is.
Well, at least they have that, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like you have the right to challenge people on that stuff as well, but like not during a performance. Like wait until later.
Don't heckle.
Heckle's pretty shit. Anyway.
Yeah. And I love that stuff too, like. When that girl challenged me after the show and was like, you shouldn't be fucking saying that. I'm like, oh,
that was
sweet.
Hilarious.
Let's
sorry.
Go. Let's have the conversation.
It was good because... Sorry, Coco. Come up there. Go. It was great because before that, she'd only been attacking you via message and not even directly to you.
Yeah.
She was... So it was great more of the fact... Like, it was confrontational for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least she was actually saying something to your face, and I did appreciate that. And she didn't do it in the middle of the performance, so I did appreciate that.
She did heckle me. She was like,
you
suck.
She didn't heckle you. Yeah.
And I was
did she? Fuck her. Like,
but I was like, fair enough. Like, she doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, she doesn't agree. I suppose you're going to figure out how to deal with hecklers anyway.
Yeah, like, yeah. I like getting heckled at this point. It's like it teaches you how to fucking handle yourself on stage.
I suck at hecklers. I really do. I don't get heckled enough. And I think it's because I'm a woman. I genuinely do think it might be. Because I can count on one hand the number of times I've been heckled.
Yeah.
And I only count the bad heckles. Like, I've been heckled with good stuff before. But, like, you know, I do count that.
Well, you've
like,
been to Sticks and Stones, so.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't care if you...
Sticks and Stones what's is in your fun. Pants.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a completely different environment and atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's a that room is about heckling.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Like
it
literally
teaches you
about
how
heckling.
And how to do crowd work as well.
Yeah,
I
it's
think.
Good for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go down. You know they've opened up their comedy room again, so we might have to go down sometime.
Yeah, they've had two shows back on.
Yeah, but it's limited spots.
Yeah, so. It is. Yeah, and I don't want to drive all that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel like, oh fuck, I can't get on.
I think Adam's been going back to shows. A few people have been going back to shows. Yep. I've just sort of been. Because I know there's such a limit on patrons in pubs, I'm not going to travel 2 hours and then find out I can't even enter the pub.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's why I haven't
too much.
It yet.
In your car too. Fuck.
Oh my God.
You might not even get home.
Exactly. Crash down the side of the road.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to write another fucking COVID bit. I'm just going to call them my COVID bits because
yeah.
they're pretty like political and just like I've just been thinking to myself too much.
Yeah.
But it was to do with the, we can talk about the whole thing of like Isaac getting booked.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Such drama.
Such drama in the
comedy
scene.
Oh my God, that's so good. Do you want to explain what happened?
Yeah, okay. Basically, I'm not going to name names.
Except Isaac. But
everyone fucking knows.
Yeah.
Everybody
who listens to this podcast, because nobody outside the comedy community listens to this podcast.
It was funny as fuck anyway.
It was funny, I will admit. I laughed at the video.
Yeah, I think everyone that's involved will be cool.
I wanted to laugh on the video, but then anyone like be taking sides or anything, so I just sort of left it, but I laughed.
But basically, someone was talking shit about Butsy, and then didn't realize that Butsy was in the actual messenger group.
In the group chat. Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then he left a video, just fucking... having a dig, sort of.
He
but
left
in
a
funny
fuck
way.
You video, but
it was
in
a
funny
fuck you
way.
Video, but it was fucking funny. And
it wasn't aggressive. It was just like, hey, fuck you. It's cool. Whatever. Fuck you. It was funny. Like, it was that was the attitude. That
if you want to be friends, we can be friends. If you don't, suck a fat dick.
it was funny.
So that was good.
Yeah. And, but she stuck by her guns, though. We'll give her that.
She did.
Like, she was like, sorry, that's just how I feel about you. Like, I've said it to you in your YouTube comments, so I'm not like... You happened to be in this chat, and that was hilarious. But it was still, she didn't back down.
Yeah,
she knew how she felt, and she didn't was afraid to say it to his face. So I suppose it was okay.
Too. Yeah,
but it was drama for a bit. That was like insane.
Yeah, it started this whole fucking shit fight in the group chat, and it's basically like it got made out about like women aren't funny. Like that was kind
that
of what
was
revolving
that was the
around.
Reason. So this is the reason why this girl took offense to him being booked for this show, because she said he has this video where literally the title is Why Women Aren't Funny.
Which is the title of Butsy's videos, because he uses that.
He uses inflammatory titles
to get
clicks. He's clickbait.
Yeah.
Which is actually incredibly clever. Like, that's how you build followers. You make people go, what? And then press on it.
Like
so,
he's, what was it, protest?
I mean, she'd seen it, so he got the view out of her. Go on.
Oh, he just had a promotional video for his new thing coming out.
Oh, did he?
And it's, protesters, like, stormed my show at the Enmore. Like, that's the title of the video. So it gets
he's
you to click on it. Then you click on it
as
and you're like, oh, it's this canned bullshit where they've hired actors to protest. Like,
oh, really?
They're not real protesters.
Really?
They're actors with signs, and it's cringy
so
as fuck.
So he's playing it up anyway.
Yeah.
He's playing up the...
I get what he's doing. Maybe some of his
fans
clever, are dumb enough
just...
to think that it's real, but I don't know. Like,
oh, whatever.
Surely, I'd say 90% of them get that it's set up, but like, there's probably 10% that go like, oh, they actually stormed the show. But anyway.
Yeah, well, to be fair... I was interested the second you said that. I was like, oh, really?
Oh,
like,
really? Yeah.
And I was
Let's
like, where's the video? Show me the video. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's working. The dude's got a fuckload of subscribers.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
And if you actually look at that video, well, like he explained
in
his video back in the chat, it was like he wasn't saying women aren't funny. He was citing some shit.
It's just the title that says it. He does, he does talk about women being funny and stuff, and then he basically says, this is why women aren't funny, but also there's exceptions. That's basically the video, let's be honest. So, to be honest, like, I watched his videos, because he did one about open mics as well, and that's also one of the ones she was upset about.
I have not seen that video.
I hadn't seen it, so I went and watched it. But I had seen the woman video.
Can you send it to me, the open mic one?
Yeah, totally.
Because I haven't seen it. I went looking for it. I couldn't find it.
He's getting views out of it. Like, the motherfucker's smart. Like, he's getting views out of it. So, like, I'll admit, I watched the videos, and I wasn't that offended. I wasn't. I didn't agree with anything you said, but I wasn't offended at it. You know, because he did try to argue both sides, just not effectively. You know? You know, so I thought it was fine. Like, because I looked at the title of the video and I was like, oh, I get what you're doing. I know what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Because I watched the video before I knew he was headlining or anything. And so I'd already seen the Women Aren't Funny one.
Yeah.
And that was... And I didn't start writing comments and be like, fuck this dude. But I do know a lot of female friends of mine who would. As well. I understand it from the side of being like, it's not that offensive, but this is mainly because I'm a comic. It's hard to offend me.
Yeah.
But then I also understand it from the view of the women who are like, that is fucked. Because he's perpetuating a stereotype, which sucks. But, you know.
Yeah, to some degree, you could argue
like
that.
If you put up a video that was like, why black people aren't hard workers. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucked... You'd get a lot of, like, it'd be insane.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like that. Like, it's, even if he got in the video, I was like, oh, no, I'm not saying, I was actually just talking about this dude down my street who's like, he doesn't work. Yep. And you'd still be like, yeah, but fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's still kind
of
shitty.
Oh, so the point of bringing all that up is that it got me thinking about writing a bit about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to do a bit where it's like, I sort of try and get the crowd on side of like with the idea that women aren't funny, right?
Oh
so
my god.
I'm like, I'm saying.
Oh my god, you're going to eat so much
shit. Yeah, I'm going to probably. If I can't pull this off properly, it's going to fucking bomb real bad.
You better like write it out like word for word what you're going to do.
Sorry, it's going to be fucked. Yeah. But basically, I want to equate it to like, it's a. Like saying women aren't funny, it's like comedy. Like it's subjective. Like you can choose whether a comic's funny or not.
Most women, like, sorry to distract again, just quick comment, but I do find that, like, mostly when it comes to my sets, it's the women who enjoy my sets more, because I'm talking about the women's perspective of a guy and what we think.
They're gonna...
Like, there's definitely an issue of that happening with men. If they're talking about men issues, like, the men are gonna relate more, so they're probably gonna laugh more. That's probably part of how that stereotype's happened. Anyway, you go on.
Yep. Definitely. But I was going to relate it to like how like sexually wise, like you're allowed to not like a certain gender. Like if you're gay, you can go, I don't find women attractive.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to say, I can't find women funny. And so like, what's the go with that? But it's, it's like,
oh my God.
I know, right? It's bad.
Oh my God.
But I dig myself into that hole and I'm like, but that's. So some of you might agree with that, but that's a false equivalency. Like that's like comparing oranges and apples. Just because that thing is true doesn't mean that this thing is true.
Well, it's because
which
like
people
the,
use to argue.
When you say if you're gay, as you're a man and you're gay, you don't like tits. So you can genuinely say that all the women out there, all the people with tits, all the women, I don't find sexually attractive.
Yeah.
You can genuinely say it for the entire gender, but you can't say that for the funny thing.
But we take a label and we apply it to that. So if you don't like tits, you're called gay. If you don't like women because they do comedy, you're what's called an asshole. So there's the punchline.
Okay.
And then I would say something like, it's like, you should treat comedy the same way I treat my sexuality. Is like it doesn't matter what's in your fucking pants. If you're funny, you're funny. If you're attractive, you're attractive. whatever.
I like that. Yeah. Funny and unattractive. Sorry, no, sorry. I'm funny and unattractive. I fucked that up. you know what I mean.
Yeah. So that sort of brings it back around to like my point of view at the end. But yeah, I'm trying to write something on that.
All right, cool.
So we'll see if I can dig myself out of that hole.
Very controversial. I know you like you tend to get bigger laughs though if you go for the controversy.
Yeah, because
that's also another thing.
It's tension and release, so like it builds that tension in the crowd.
Exactly.
And then if I deliver that punchline of like if you don't like women, you're gay. But if you don't like them for comedy, like not liking them, you're an asshole. I think that release there might like, oh okay, he's on our side, or like, he's not a complete fuckwit. I thought he was.
Yeah.
Sort of the same thing I'm trying to do with the shaving bit. is like build that tension and then release it. But it's like building it up's the fucked part.
It's not what
like,
you tend to do when you shave. You don't want to build any tension when you're shaving.
You want to be relaxed.
Yeah, you want to release the tension there. Just...
yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's not a fun thing to do, like you said, like having people offside because you're temporarily putting them offside deliberately. Yeah.
It's not comfortable. So if you don't know how to do it correctly, you don't have confidence in yourself doing it. Like, it's terrifying being up there on that stage trying that shit.
Yeah. Or if you're new and you come out and you start fucking saying whack shit and then everyone's offside already, it's like,
oh, fuck.
Good luck.
Dude, I've made the mistake myself. Like, I tell this joke that's like, it's not racist, but...
it's not racist, but...
it's not racist, but it makes an observation. It's like, it makes an observation and it's funny. Like, there was, while I was writing the joke and I was trying it out in my first open mic, I tried it out, and there was a table of black people up the front, which I didn't notice because I don't see color. But I told this joke and they were laughing the whole way with me.
Yeah.
But then, I tried to, you know, as a comedian, you always try to overtell a joke, don't you? So, I added a few tags on it. And the tags were where it went from, oh, that's funny, to fuck you. Like, and I lost the entire audience went dead on those tags. And I was like, all right, so cut the tags, right?
Yep.
And, you know, I learned my lesson from trying it out on stage. That's tend to how we do it, right? But the next time I hopped up on stage, like 2 weeks later, it was at the same venue. And it was a hot audience. Everyone was in for it. I was like, oh, I'm going to have a great set. I'm trying some new stuff out again tonight. It's going to be good. The instant I stepped up on stage, all the atmosphere got sucked out of the room. I've never felt more hated the second I've stepped on a stage before. And I was like,
had you told them?
Oh, you're the same table from last fortnight, aren't you? And they're like, yep. So you pretty much hate me then, right? Yep. I was like, this is fun.
Oh no.
And then some dude, because I was like, I told that terrible joke and you fucking hate me, don't you? And they're like, yep. And then some dude in the corner's like, tell the joke again. And I was like, fuck no. Like, Jesus. Anyway.
You should have. You should have.
I probably should have.
Like, if you had just went, fuck it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it without the tags because I realized they were bad.
I'm just not good at doubling down. That's my problem. That's what
take
I need to
overcome. Take a lesson from Brooke.
You fucking said her name.
Fuck.
We just bleep out her name.
Everyone knows it was Brooke. I'm not good at doubling down. Anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah. But I'll tell you the joke, and you can tell me what you think.
Okay.
And tell me. I don't really, it's not in my rotation anymore anyway, because this was like ages ago. But this is how the joke starts out. It's like, sometimes when I get bored at a pub, I like to play a game with my friends, or a game on my friends, a trick on my friends. I just go up to one of my mates and say, hey, Jamal was looking for you. And then just watch them walk up to every black person and ask them if their name is Jamal.
Yeah, well, that joke's all right because it doesn't put the onus on you as being the racist.
Exactly.
It's your friend who's the racist. So.
Because it's just making an observation that Jamal is a very common black name. And then also that when we hear a name like that, we assume it's black. So it's making a joke about our assumptions as well. But so that part was fine. People laugh at that part. It's when I add on the tag, because I thought it needed more. I didn't think it was enough. So I added on, sometimes I just add on some stereotypical remarks. And then that's where I got in deep water. Yeah. And I'm not going to say them here because they're terrible. And I was an awful comedian at the time. So I cut them. I heard you people. The bombing was harsh.
The silence.
I heard the silence of the lambs. No, so. But that's what you do. Like, you listen to where a joke is working and where it's not working, and you adjust it. That's what we're doing.
Sometimes you've got to push it heaps far over the line, and then you fucking cut it
like
back.
Like you? That's the art of comedy, really. Trial and error. So
Well, that's the name of the podcast, How to Not Comedy. So leave the racial stereotypes off the taglines, unless they're funny.
Yeah. I think it's also part, like, when you're a comedian, you get deadened to so much that you... Because, like, you live of talking, saying shit that normal people wouldn't. There's a lot of comedy is saying shit that people are thinking but won't say.
Yeah.
So sometimes it gets to a point, like quite often when we finish a comedy night, we go out for a beer afterwards or something. We'll just be hanging out at the pub and then we'll start talking to randoms around the pub as well, as you do when you're in the beer garden, right? And then sometimes you'll say shit and then you'll have to be like, oh, I just realized how super harsh that was. Sorry. If I said that to my comedian friends, they would have laughed. That would have been good. To you, I'm just an asshole right now. I've had to find myself apologizing for saying shit and then just being like, I'm sorry. I just realized how super harsh that sounded. I'm not really an asshole. I just...
Because, yeah, it's always you're trying to get one over the other comics.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much always, all we do. Yeah. And you get in that that rhythm when you're hanging with people that you just say, you know, especially I didn't realize she was a slut. And then be like, and then you see her face drop and be like, oh, my God, I don't actually think you're a slut.
Yeah, this I don't mean it. It's a joke.
It's a joke. I'm so sorry. So I've had to teach myself to be, like, to know when to hold back.
Well, especially after you've done a gig and you're hanging out with other comics and then you're talking shit and then some other people sort of, just as you do at the pub, like everyone sort of ends up talking, chatting amongst each other. You can have some people come in that aren't ready to be told.
I think it's harder for guys, though, with it, to be honest. Like, because I'm female and I'm very friendly, right? So usually if I like back off immediately afterward and go, oh my God, I'm just joking. Like people tend to be like, oh, that's cool. I understand.
Yeah.
But I've seen like that happen to male comics. And it was like, no, you just fucking said it. You meant like, you know what I mean? I've seen them go, oh, it wasn't, you know, I'm just calming. I'm too hard. No, you fucking said, like I've seen people still be offended.
Right. You're trying to dig your way out then as a guy.
What happened to Adam once? Like, I give him shit about it all the time because he's also one of those people who doubles down, right?
Yeah.
So we were joking around with this chick at the back of the pub and it was totally fine. She was laughing with us. And then I think he made one offhand comment about her not being attractive or something.
Oh, really?
And then she obviously took offense. And then she kept on trying to drag, she got into like the bodyguards had to get, bouncers. The bouncers had to come.
Really?
And like, and she was trying to drag me into it.
She was trying to fucking hit him or something.
She was just, oh, my boyfriend's going to, when he gets here, he's going to bash you sort of stuff.
Right.
Cause she started you apologize. How dare you say that? You've been trying to fuck me all night, you know? Okay, now this chick sounds really crazy. Not fuckable. Anyway, but the point is, like, she was trying to drag me in because I was the only female in the situation. She was like, you heard him. He said it. And I was like, yeah, he said it. But he said it in a joking tone. But she didn't listen for that part. She was just like, see, he said it. And I was like, no, he said it as a joke. And I was trying to explain to her, listen, we're comedians. Like, I swear to God, he was just joking. But she wouldn't have it. Adam was just like, well, fuck you. You've been explaining that it's a joke. So he just doubled down. No, I won't apologize. He wouldn't apologize. He refused to apologize. Oh, my God. Yeah. He doubled down. I think we almost got kicked out of the pub for that. That was... I think she... Did she get kicked out of the pub? I can't remember. I have to ask Adam what happened.
Yeah.
But that was a fun night. That was... The perils of being friends with a comedian, I tell you what.
Fucking hell, we've been doing an hour and a half.
Have we?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, an hour of it is just me yapping on, so.
Yeah.
How long are your podcasts normally?
An hour.
Oh, we need to end this shit now. Yeah. This is bad.
We'll cut out the good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll leave in the good
it's
stuff,
all
rather.
All good, baby. No. Yeah. Just cut out the silence when nobody laughs at my jokes. So, you know, an hour of it. Like just...
Yeah. Oh, it's less than last week, though. That was 2 hours.
But yeah.
Same story this week. It's fucking awesome because you both love to chat. So
yeah, it works out. Exactly. It's easy. Right?
I don't have to write show notes. I
feel
don't
like
have to come
if
up
you
with
travel
topics.
All the way down to see Cabba, you better know you're staying there for the entire 2 hours of him talking. Yeah. Like, you make that trip worth it, right?
It was. Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. I live 2 streets away, so we don't need to make this worth it either.
That's right.
I'm around the corner.
Oh, I've got to drive you home.
You do. Suck it.
I'll just get you drunk enough that you can walk.
No, technically, you'd have to get drunk enough because you're driving.
I'm not drunk. Yeah, I'm not drunk driving. You said
that's what I mean.
You said before.
So you'd have to get drunk to walk you home. So that I would walk home. Because even me drunk, I could still make you drive me home while I'm
drunk.
True. Did you think this through?
No, not at all.
No, you're not known for your smarts, are you?
That was pretty dumb. I'll give you that. That was a massive episode on my part.
Yeah, it was really big. It was like, hey, now that you're drunk and can barely walk,
See ya.
There's
been a lot going on. You're an asshole, Ethan. What the fuck?
You get me drunk so that I can stumble home. Oh, just find me in a gutter tomorrow. I thought this was my house.
Oh, thanks for coming on, Eddie.
That's all right. It's been fun.
Yeah, good shit. Good shit. Can't wait till Wednesday. It's going to be great.
I'm gonna eat myself up for it.
Well, Legacy's MCing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I forgot. Even though Bella was talking about it for so long, I forgot until I saw the event and went, oh, that's right. He's going to be the...
So it should be good.
He's always good to watch. He's great.
Yeah, he fucking gets the crowd on side, warmed up. With that venue. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes because I've heard some shit.
Bella says they're expecting like 300 people. I was like, well, they'll be sorely disappointed.
Well, come on. Like, it's fucking Corona season.
Yeah. I don't think we're even allowed 300 people in a pub, dude.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, I can't remember. Maybe 300 is the limit. Maybe that's why
of the entire pub. But if they try to shove it in the front room, that's a different thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm think sure 300, the police will have an issue with it.
300 with the whole place. So.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe if they think 300, maybe they are trying to put it in the beer garden. Oh.
Fuck.
It's not going to be good in the beer garden. It's right next to the bus stop. It's not a good idea. We'll it's not a good idea. Anyway, we'll see.
I've done worse gigs.
You'll have to do a podcast afterwards. Just get the lowdown.
Yeah, we'll do the Brooke and Isaac podcast
afterwards. Exactly. Oh, God, I want to hear that.
All right. Love yous. See yous next time. Thanks again, Eddie. Bye-bye.